Okay, let's take a look at this. Right, you can email us for the rest of the week if you want to get a dilemma into us, talk at beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and show. I need your take on this, as I know you'll tell me if I'm being unreasonable here. I've been seeing a girl for a couple of weeks, and on Saturday night I asked her to the cinema. Yeah. Booked a couple of those fancy recliner seats and a bit of Bob Marley and arranged to meet her outside. Firstly, she turned up wearing those pump shoes, which was not a good start. When we took our seats, she kicked back with her popcorn and drink and proceeded to kick off the shoes. She wasn't wearing socks, so I had to look at her toes for the entire film.
Oh, no.
Now, it's a real pet peeve of mine, lads, people who take their shoes off on planes or trains, and especially in the cinema. Very inconsiderate to others, and poor rearing. It has made me think differently about her, which is a shame, as she has a lot going on for her. Am I in the wrong here? Discuss.
Oh, God. Can't really defend the pumps because we've so publicly like shamed them and said that we, well, I think they look like two mice on your feet. You can't like come down on a girl for pumps. Like, that's...
No, I think that's a minor issue. It just wasn't a good start, he said.
Yeah.
It's the taking the shoes off in the cinema and the toes out and stuff.
I've taken my shoes off, I think, in the cinema. Yeah, and on an airplane.
Yeah, but you've had socks on.
Yes, do you know what? I have had socks on.
There's a big difference between shoes off, socks on, and shoes off, socks off.
Shoes off, no socks.
I make some allowances for planes because they say your feet swell.
They do.
But there'd be certain restrictions I'd put in place. You have to have socks on. They've got to be clean. No holes. And like not stinky runners.
Do you know what the thing is here, right? I think it's you've raised a really good point. There's a time when you are comfortable enough with somebody for them to expose their feet to you.
Yeah, but not in the cinema.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is it was too soon for him to see your feet. Yeah. Like, people, particularly Niall, have, like, a lot of people have real issue with feet. And feet, like, it's subjective, but, like, feet aren't the greatest looking things in the world. Yeah. Well, I know some people have, like, a thing for feet, but some people don't. And she's shown you her feet too soon. So you have been put off. But like, this is, to me, it's not like, I'm sorry, I don't think it's a deal breaker. Like, the girl's taking her pumps off in the cinema, she's relaxed, she's chilled.
Yeah.
Like, you're what, you're gonna not see her again because she's showing you? No, I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, he seems to have a broader issue though. He thinks it's inconsiderate to others to take your feet off in public or your shoes off, you know.
Well,
buses, planes, trains, cinemas.
Yeah, I went to on the tube once, and there was one with no like socks or shoes on.
That's
and
disgusting.
I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, that is.
Well,
there could be other people in that cinema looking at that girl and thinking the exact same thing.
Do they wipe down the recliners afterwards?
She's on
her
feet
up
thing,
on
like, I want to be munching on my popcorn and my few M&Ms. Like, I don't want to be looking at your big googly feet in front of me. Like.
I don't have googly feet. What? So you're going to jump her just because she's googly feet?
I'm not saying jumper. I'm just saying that like it is a bit weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Take your shoes off in the cinema, like, regardless of the reclining chairs or not. That's a weird thing to do. I would never dream of taking my shoes off nearly in anyone else's house watching TV on a couch rather a cinema. Like, that's disgusting, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Bottom line,
it's not great, but like, I think he's really harsh on her to say it's bad rearing, because I don't think that's a low blow.
I think it's a low blow.
There's far worse things that you, like, that footballer this morning that was on the side of the pitch, like, that's bad rearing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that it's taking your I think that maybe he's a little bit of a snob.
Maybe. Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. Where do you stand on this? Is it inconsiderate to others to remove your shoes, your runners, if you're in the cinema or you're on a plane? What are your thoughts? Right, let's get to some of the reaction on this. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good. Now, you are part of the Anti-Feet Brigade. Is that fair?
Yes, Anti-Feet, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, talk to us about what is your issue with feet?
I don't know. It's been a lifelong thing, and I think I attract feet because I have an issue with them.
Okay, and maybe a bit expand on that. How do you attract feet?
So, funny story. I applied for a foot model job once, and the reply I got was a guy who wanted to massage my feet and pay me. It was the worst thing that could have possibly happened.
Yeah. Was he paying good money, Kyle?
He was paying like 250 quid an hour, but
bit weird. A little bit weird.
Pass me on the number. And did you do it?
No chance. And my mother put me on the radio for that story as well.
Okay. No way. Okay, and there's another story, because you, I let you tell it about the flip-flops.
Yeah, so I was dating an FHM model at the time. And then we went to a swimming event because I did long distance swimming. And she was wearing flip-flops. I don't know what you guys call them. Thongs, sandals, the ones that come in between them. I was out. That was the end of that.
But moment.
Kyle, like, sorry, Kyle, what do you want her to wear around the pool?
I don't know, but I mean, to be fair, nowadays I'll probably let it slide, but back then it was just a no chance.
So she was a model going to the pool with flip-flops and you were like, nah, it's over.
Yeah, it was probably a mistake, but you know. Mm.
Do we know her?
No, she'd be a South African FHM model.
Okay. Kyle, would you rather if the girls kept their socks on in bed? Would that make you happier?
I mean, if I'm in bed with them, we've probably gotten past the foot thing. Mm.
Where do you stand on Birkenstocks?
What are those?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. What are those? I've been asking myself that for a long time.
They've basically taken over the world, but a bit like the flip-flop, they do expose the toes. So, I mean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shoes with the toes. That'd be a no-no for me as well.
Ooh. Oh, I know the ones you're talking about. I'm, you know, the kind of like runners, but they have the shape of
it's
the
like
toes.
A sock.
They're freaky.
No, Birkenstocks.
Like a ninja shoe.
No, Birkenstocks are different. They
like Jesus sandals.
They're like sandals basically, but the toes are out.
Oh no! I'm all right with sliders, but no sand. No, I don't know.
No. Okay, you're quite specific about what you like and what you don't like. That poor model.
Okay, well, Kyle, it's been educational. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Have a great day.
You too.
See you later, mister. Bye.
All right, let me read some of the other thoughts coming in on this. Katie was on. People just take their shoes off in public and just raw dog it.
What does raw dog mean? Like
a dog would not have shoes on. It's just walking around.
Oh, raw dog.
That's
okay.
Unless it's rude. They need to be checked. She's wrong. Just beeping wrong. It's basic respect. Keep your shoes on. Mary says, just ooh. Feet are terrible. Everyone's, mine included. Another text says, this lad needs to get over himself. Personally, I see no problem with what was on her feet or whether she took her shoes off in the cinema. I think this lad needs to get over it. Like he said, she's a lot going for her. Why let one little stupid thing ruin what could be a brilliant relationship? There are much more things to worry about because she's obviously comfortable around you. So get over it, lad. And okay, this is up there with the Man United nose story earlier. Rachel, I went to the Twilight Marathon in UGG boots. It was raining outside and warm inside. The smell, lads. The poor, poor man beside me had his hand up to his face for the whole movie. My friend got a pain in her right eye. The smell was that bad. Only for I had no other shoes, I would have removed them. They were binned afterwards. So if I had a pair of pumps, I would have been delighted. Tell him there's a lot worse than pumps. It could have been wet and warm, smelly Uggs.
Oh my God, that's quite an image. And
it's Ugg fortunate for that girl.
Mm. Oh, they were... ugly. Okay.
Okay, any final thoughts, please? 085 102 9103.